You're listening to SBS News.
This station is Redfern.
Redfern stands on Gadigal land. The story of Redfern, of Aboriginal intellectuals and activists, is found in this inner city suburb.
I've just come out of Redfern station and I'm just about to walk into Yarnan Employment Services.
So much change has come from these streets. I'm on Regent Street now, about to meet 21-year-old Wyndham Lake, who works here.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. How are you, Wyndham?
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to see you again. Is Phil around as well?
Well, Phil's just out here. I'll just take you to our office.
Phil is one of Wyndham's closest friends. He's not employed at Yarnan, but he and Wyndham have been instrumental in one another's journeys.
Hello. Hey, Phil.
Hey.
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Lining the walls here, Aboriginal art, staff achievements, motivational quotes. Wyndham offers up a bit of a tour.
So I can see it's like a pretty family-friendly office because you've got the...
Toys. A lot of people come in with their kids and stuff, so when they're signing up and stuff like that and we're helping them on the computer, we'll just get their kids to play with the toys and stuff out here. So it's pretty family friendly, and this is the main boardroom we have, so when candidates want to do interviews and everything like that, we just bring them on in here, and when they sign up and register, we do that here. And we also hold meetings with employers and stuff like that too, but on a regular work week, we'll be in here, and then two consultants will usually go out to other offices to talk to employers or job active, get more candidates to come in.
A career path so mapped out like this for Wyndham hasn't come easy though. A reminder of that and the value of persisting is all over these office walls.
I love those. There's five of them there. Actually, I really like these two because it's very motivational and very much like sticking to the theme of what Yarn and Employment Services is about.
No, it's not over when you lose, it's over when you quit. I guess they're just a whole bunch of quotes, but if you notice, all the quotes in our office are from black people. Like, it's obviously black inspiration here in the office because that's what we're promoting. You know, we help Aboriginal people, and that's what we're about, so people feel comfortable when they come in here.
Help, a word this 21-year-old doesn't take lightly. At Yarnan, Wyndham teaches what he had to learn the hard way.
We've got here at the start, so that's... those are our candidates that have gone on to full-time employment. Yeah, that was our health traineeship with the RPA hospital. So that's just they finished that and they obtained their certificate after it was a year of a year employment, a guaranteed employment, and they obtained a certificate. There's that, and then we got a few monthly booking posters.
This is just as you enter the employment services agency, so it just hits you right there, and it's very inspiring. You've got so much here as well in terms of, are these the jobs that you've got going at the moment, or that?
These we have a new vacancy list, but these are some of the current roles we've got. So we have the youth worker position, which is only a part-time role going at the moment, and the grants administration support officer role, the senior project officer, the training recruitment consultant.
His job here is the definition of liberty, placing fellow Aboriginal Australians into work, helping them transition into new roles, things he wishes came easier for him growing up.
There was always that constant stigma of that we're never going to amount to anything, we're never going to be anything, we're going to end up in jail, we're going to end up in drugs, and we're just going to be another statistic.
A road far from rosy, and a boy forced to grow up fast.
Now, there was a lot of difficult circumstances, just even such as not having stable accommodation, not having role models, things like that. So I kind of just sought my own advice.
The people he wanted to call his backbone, his folks and extended family, couldn't play that role.
My father and stuff, he's very manipulative and brainwashing and just doing like outrageous things to us. I guess abhorrent things, and I didn't want to go down the same path as like my mother or my father.
Wyndham felt worthless and at one point even had suicidal thoughts. Fed up with being in survival mode, he made a pact with himself.
I didn't know I had this narrative for me already being Aboriginal. I only started understanding that, those issues, when I became older. It angered me so much that I used that anger to fuel me to change that narrative.
After juggling various out-of-home placements, Wyndham found relief in a foster home in Adelaide. That was the pivotal point for him.
Kind of made that commitment to myself, you know, I'm not gonna be a joke, or I'm not gonna be average, or I'm not gonna be just another statistic.
But even still, it was hard to ignore some of his other internal struggles.
I moved out of my home when I was 12, so I wasn't introduced to that foster family until I was at least 17, so still I was struggling to make sense of the world, and even when they were being nice to me, it was just confusing because it was almost abnormal, people being nice to me. I was like, are these people trying to get something out of me? I've got to watch my back, you know? I had to have my back against the wall in a sense.
It was also in Adelaide when Wyndham met Phil. They became friends, and that's when Phil's life started to change.
It's just having Wyndham there, you know, and seeing what he was doing with his life, yeah, inspires you to want to better your own life.
So much of Wyndham's past hardship has been mediated by the right interventions. Among those blessings, finding a family at Yarnan.
I wouldn't even call our clients here clients, they just call them my friends.
Friend, mentee, client, labels are irrelevant. It's about engagement for Wyndham.
So I've got one older guy who always comes in just to talk to me, you know. He'll finish work and he'll come in just to have a yarn with me, and then he'll come in and then I'll go food shopping with him, and then I'll go to his house, and even went to an AFL game with him. He literally has no one in his life, and I don't even have to talk sometimes, I just listen.
Wyndham often takes his mentoring to a whole other level.
Helping them emotionally, supporting them, being that person they can lean on. I'm not a financial advisor or anything, but I've helped people be more conscious about their money. And, you know, that's a skill I've got just because I've learned on my own.
And that's not all.
Teaching people about just tax and just all these things that I know myself and that I've taught people.
A desire to help didn't just suddenly kick in.
Even before I was at Yarnan, I was helping people, and we worked on Sydney Harbour. I was helping people get jobs there as well. I was working at one of the convention centres in the city, and I was helping people get jobs there as well. So not as a recruitment officer or anything, but just word of mouth and people who needed it.
Also, before joining Yarnan, Wyndham worked at an Aboriginal hostel. There he met a lot of people, some who needed help.
We could barely afford rent. What happened was we're all sleeping in there was two bedrooms. There was five, six of us in the house. He came back from where he was from, and then he needed somewhere to stay, and we did it without hesitation. So we're like, yeah, come over. And then he said he's only going to be there for a week, and he ended up living with us. We literally were sleeping in the same bed because we literally had no space. So, and there was one shower that barely worked.
Letting people stay in his home rent-free didn't matter.
If someone desperately needed a place, I'm happy for them to stay in my room. I don't do that as much as anymore because we let them use the office space. But I have let candidates before stay in my house once or twice just because they desperately needed a place and I was helping them find accommodation. I paid for someone's bond and stuff as well.
Wyndham recalls another time at the hostel where he went from strangers to friends with a man who's now part of the client base at Yarnan.
When I got to the hostel, he'd be waiting for me at the stairs and then come in like, oh, Wyn, what you doing, Wyn? Talk to me and then we'll have something to eat together, watch the footy, and we'll just talk all night because I also work here. So then I got him to come in as well. So then he gets along with everyone here too.
Phil tells me about another man named Lachlan who he and Wyndham also helped.
He's found a full-time job on the ferries, and we've helped him with that, helped him with his resume. I guess, it just gave him a bit of motivation. You know, there's so much more to life than just being on drugs.
Wyndham is today who he needed then.
This guy I seen in the street on Bondi, and he was crying uncontrollably. I had to be like, are you all right, brother? It turns out he broke up with his missus or something.
And yeah, I just spoke to him and we went and got something to eat together, and I actually catch up with that person as well.
Though there are some barriers to helping people, Wyndham doesn't let it stop him.
People are untrustworthy of you. A lot of miscommunication as well. And a lot of the time when you tell people things, sometimes it can seem like you're attacking them. So that doesn't work in your favour.
But he's adamant the community needs more mentors and role models, leaders like Wyndham, who love encouraging others, like his good client Trey.
There's one other follower that comes in and he constantly wants to be around me. He loves like my energy, and like even when he comes in, I'm like, yeah, you ready to take on the day? Yeah. I'm like, you ready, bro? You ready? And then like he'll get real worked up, and he's coming to like really nervous about job interviews, and because he used to be very very shy and agile a bit, and what happened, you know, I just kind of motivated him, and now he walks around the office like he works here. Yeah.
Trey happened to stroll in for a professional catch up.
Hey bro, what you doing?
How are you?
How you been, really? How you feeling about the interview, bro?
I got this already, man.
Yeah, bro, you already got that's the mindset you need.
100%, bro. We can't go into a fight thinking that you lost it.
So. There you go, that's it, Nah, the more you put it out there, it's definitely going to happen. Like, I mean, you're already going past the hardest stage, and they're just going through that normal process now, so you've just got to wait for that email now.
Leading, advising, mentoring, this is Wyndham at his best.
I just want to see everyone flourish. I can make all this money, I can go to all these places, but at the end of the day, like, what's important to me is just seeing other people strive as well, because there's no point, you know, getting to the top and then all of a sudden you got all these people beneath you. Like, I don't believe in that.
Wyndham knows negative stereotypes can be difficult to overcome sometimes, but his message is simple for some of his brothers and sisters.
Our environment dictates the people that we are, so ultimately the reason they're stuck in their own circumstances is because it's an intergenerational thing. You know, there needs to be more resources and stuff like that to help people like that, and I'm just one person, so I can't do all that work.
This isn't where it stops for this 21-year-old. Bigger dreams and even bigger goals.
I plan to establish myself within the community, and that may involve me, you know, taking people overseas. That may involve me starting something that breaks the that stereotype within the community. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but it's definitely going to happen. I need to continue what I'm doing for that to play out.
Wyndham jokes and says maybe there'll be a movie created one day about his journey so far. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.